Trekkers are back.
And with our fifth edition of the show.
Wow, five. That's super cool. I'm proud of us, Ben. And, oh right, he's Ben. He's the son in this father-son podcast team.
And he's Steve, the dad half of the Fact Trekkers team.
As you probably know, seeing as you're here with us for the fifth episode, what we do is share, well, lots of cool facts.
Our show features different sections with different formats, some in which we go deep on interesting topics, some in which we hit you with cool fact after cool fact.
In our last episode, we talked about everything from why we yawn, to how Legos were invented, to how there are twice as many pyramids in Sudan as there are in Egypt.
And for some reason, we talked a lot about the Eiffel Tower.
Right. Remember what was supposed to be built? Not in Paris.
I do remember, but maybe we should let anyone who missed episode 4 give that one a play and find out for themselves.
I agree. Hey, give it a listen.
And now, let's let the listeners hear some fast action, fascinating facts.
Sounds like a plan. Let's move on to the Fact Off.
The Fact Off is where my dad and I each share a bunch of cool facts that aren't linked or related. They're just interesting.
And they're all true. Like this one, my first fact. Russia is more than 5,600 miles wide and has 11 time zones, while China is 3,100 miles wide, but has only one time zone.
Interesting. Okay, here's my first. Venus is the only planet that spins clockwise.
Out of this world. Okay, the average cloud weighs more than 1 million pounds, which is about the same as 5 adult blue whales.
In Finland, there are more saunas than cars, and there are about one sauna for every 2 residents of the country.
That's a lot of saunas. Okay, my next fact. Giraffes are 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people are.
That's sad, but also makes sense. Speaking of sense, there are 293 ways to make change for a dollar.
The flag of Denmark is the oldest in the world, in use since the year 1219, more than 800 years ago.
The subject of Leonardo da Vinci's painting, the Mona Lisa, has no eyebrows.
Your brain burns an average of 400 to 500 calories each day, the equivalent of jogging at a steady pace for about an hour.
Camels have 3 eyelids, one of which, the nictitating membrane, is a transparent lid that helps keep out sand and dust, and can even improve vision, like a contact lens that's fit for the desert.
And that's a fact, and it's the end of the fact off.
Well, that means it's time for...
the main event.
Time to go deep on 3 fascinating topics, and, to start off, instead of going deep, we're flying high.
That's right, because our first main event topic is birds.
There are about 10,000 identified species of birds alive right now, the largest being the ostrich, which can reach over 9 feet in height.
And which does not, in fact, hide its head in the sand.
True, that's not a fact. And the smallest known bird is the bee hummingbird, which weighs just 1.6 grams on average, which is 0.003 pounds.
Hummingbirds are pretty amazing. They are the only type of birds that can hover, and the wings of some hummingbirds flap at up to 5,400 times per minute.
It's the noise their wings make that gives them the name hummingbird. They don't actually hum vocally at all.
But speaking of vocal birds, the lyrebird can almost perfectly imitate the calls of up to 20 different species of birds. It does that for many reasons, including to ward off predators, to attract mates, and to establish territory.
The loudest bird known to exist right now is the white bellbird, whose call can reach a piercing 125 decibels. That's louder than most rock concerts and is at the threshold for causing damage to the human ear.
Sounds like a bird I'd rather not have as a pet.
Totally. But birds are pretty common as pets, as around 8% of American households have them. A lot fewer than cats or dogs, but still a good number.
The most common bird on Earth is the chicken, while the most common wild bird is the red-billed quillia.
Oh, I would have thought it was the pigeon.
I love pigeons. It always bothers me when people speak poorly of them. They're quite charming, though not exactly graceful.
What is pretty graceful and fast is the peregrine falcon, which can cruise at speeds of 55 miles per hour and has been clocked in a dive as fast as 186 miles per hour.
Man, that's a fast flyer. I mean, that's faster than some of the top speed of propeller planes.
But it's a lot slower than the fastest plane ever, the Lockheed Martin SR-71 Blackbird.
We're flying ahead?
Yep, to talk about planes.
Awesome. I love planes. And you're right, technically speaking. The Blackbird is the fastest ever air-breathing, crewed, jet-fueled airplane, having reached speeds up to 2,200 miles per hour, which is Mach 2.86.
There have been faster flights, though, like the rocket-powered X-15, which reached speeds as fast as 4,520 miles per hour, which is Mach 6.7. It first flew back in 1959 and was used for about 200 test flights through most of the 1960s. But if you ask me, rockets are kind of cheating.
Yeah, we should probably mention that Mach 1 is the speed of sound, which is about 767 miles per hour at sea level.
That's fast.
Big time.
The biggest plane ever constructed was the Antonov An-225 Maria, a Ukrainian cargo aircraft that first flew in the late 1980s. In terms of length, wingspan, and a maximum takeoff weight, it was the largest in the world, with a length of 275 feet, a wingspan of 288 feet, and a maximum takeoff weight of about 710 tons, which is about 1.5 million pounds.
Sadly, it was destroyed in 2022, thus our use of the past tense. And looking further into the past, the first ever controlled powered flight took place at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, on December 17, 1903.
That day, brothers Orville and Wilbur Wright proved their so-called flying machine was viable and that human flight was within our means.
Orville Wright, the younger of the two, made the first flight based on a coin toss. He would live on until the year 1948, meaning that one of the two fathers of aviation was alive when the jet age began.
And just 13 years after that, Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first human to fly into outer space, followed a few weeks later by American Alan Shepard.
Now, those guys were heroes. What amazing risks and accomplishments, right?
They were pretty heroic, which reminds me of our next topic, which is also filled with heroes.
That's right. We're moving on to talk about comic books.
While people have arguably been drawing what could be referred to as cartoons for thousands of years...
Like, tens of thousands of years, really.
The first publications we'd recognize as similar to modern comics in newspapers and comic books and now online came about in the 1800s, not the online part, of course.
And the first true comic book was published in 1897 by artist and author Richard Outcault. It was called The Yellow Kid in McFadden's Flats and was a book format containing many of the comic strips Outcault had published in newspapers starting in 1895.
Perhaps the most famous superhero of all, aptly named Superman, appeared in the comic book called Action Comics No. 1 in the year 1938. It sold for 10 cents, which is about $2 today.
However, if you want to buy a copy of Action Comics No. 1 that's in good condition today, you'll have to pay a bit more than that. A copy sold in April 2024 for $6 million.
Comics have been a big business for a long time, generating more than $2 billion per year in recent years.
And of course, the characters that got their start in comic books are now everywhere on the big screen. And they cost big bucks to make. 2023's The Marvels had a budget of nearly $270 million.
Yet, unfortunately, it was considered a box office bomb, making less than half the revenue its producers hoped.
The Marvel movie Avengers Endgame was quite the success, though, grossing an estimated $2.8 billion worldwide, off a budget that might have reached $400 million.
Some of the most famous comic heroes are known to pretty much everyone, like Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, Wolverine, and the Incredible Hulk. But there have been some pretty unusual and decidedly less successful comic characters, too.
Right. Remember the evil villains Baron Blood, the Puzzler, and Asbestos Lady?
No, I do not.
Yeah, and neither does pretty much anyone else. How about the heroes 3D Man, Color Kid, or Stone Boy?
Yeah, no. Anyway, what's your favorite comic, Dad?
While I did read some of the superhero comics when I was a kid, I'd have to say it's Calvin and Hobbes by a long shot. That peerless series by artist and author Bill Watterson was such an important part of my childhood.
I get it. Calvin and Hobbes is still great. We have even the very last ever Calvin comic framed in our house.
Yep, my mom, your grandma, saved it for me for years. What a nice surprise that was.
Speaking of years, the series Detective Comics is the longest running series ever, published from 1937 to 2011, and then continued again in 2016. That series introduced Batman in a 1939 issue.
So Superman is just 1 year older than Batman. I wouldn't believe it if it weren't, you know, all about the facts.
Well, actually, we're not always 100% factual, you know.
That's true, because it's time for our last segment, Two Facts and a Fake.
Yep, this is the one part of the show where we slip in a little falsehood, and you, our listeners, have to try to find the fake among the facts. Want to start, Dad?
Sure.
Number one.
To stick with the flight thing, the highest altitude ever achieved by a helicopter was a stunning 42,500 feet up in the air.
Number two.
A group of 12 or more cows is called a flink.
Number three.
If you stacked every comic book printed in the 20th century flat on top of one another, the pile could reach the moon three times.
And those are the facts. And a fake. We'll reveal the truth at the end of the program.
Well, that was another fun edition of Fact Trekkers. What were some of your favorite facts?
I mean, I just love planes, so those speed records are always a hit with me. Mach 6.7? I mean, that's nuts. How about you, Ben?
That white bellbird's 125 decibel call is amazing, and also something I never want to hear up close.
I'd like to hear a lyrebird's many calls, though.
Speaking of lies, should we clear up the fiction?
We should. Okay, let's clear things up. First, the highest altitude ever achieved by a helicopter was a stunning 42,500 feet up in the air.
A group of 12 or more cows is called a flink.
If you stacked every comic book printed in the 20th century flat on top of one another, the pile could reach the moon 3 times.
Yeah, we totally made that up. We have no idea how high they would stack up. Probably not that high, though.
A tall tale, that one. But everything else you heard today was pure fact.
And we'll be back your way with another episode of Fact Trekker soon.
Thanks for listening!